you can.
Good afternoon, everyone. My topic is the factors contributing to long-term care institutionalization upon hospital discharge, which is a binary analysis of the 2009 National Hospital Discharge Survey. First, I want to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Nancy Miller, for her contributions to this study. This is the major component of my study. For the introduction part, the working age and younger populations is growing in the nursing home. There is an increase in the working age or younger population in the whole nursing home population. Also, according to previous studies, a working age individuals versus their older component, they have different needs, medical needs or long-term care needs in terms of a nursing home placement. Also, there are other policy initiatives in terms of the institutionalization from 1990, the Americans with Disability Act and the 1999 Supreme Court Olmstead decision, which enables individuals to receive long-term care in the least restricted settings. And for the more recent policy initiatives, which include CMS, Real Choice System Change Grants, and Money for Person Demonstration. For my study, I used Anderson's behavior model of health service use, the three major components, predisposing, enabling, and need characteristics to arrange my variables. I also included facility factors as a fourth category. In terms of study aim, this study analyzed national survey data to compare working age and older patients' nursing home placement upon hospital discharge and how the race was associated with their pattern of institutionalization after controlling for other factors. We are using the most recent 2009 National Hospital Discharge Survey, which is conducted by the National Center for Health Statistics at CDC. This is a national survey conducted annually since 1965. It's a national probability survey designed to meet the need for information on characteristics of inpatient discharge from non-federal and short-stay hospitals, which means less than 30 days in the United States. The 2009 study surveyed 239 hospitals with a response rate of 79. This study included 126,000 black and white individuals that aged 18 and or older. For this study, in terms of dependent variables, we included a binary measure that describes patients' discharge disposition status. Specifically, this is whether they were discharged or transferred to a long-term care institution upon their hospital discharge or not. For the independent variables, for the predisposing factors, we included demographic characteristics such as age, race, gender, age, enabling factors such as marital status and sources of payment. Need factors, we included types of admission, sources of admission, diagnosis at admission and discharge both, and length of stay at the hospital before their discharge. For facility characteristics, we included facility size, measured by number of beds, and the ownership and region of the facility. In terms of research methodology, we include first we conducted a descriptive analysis among the factors arranged by the four categories stated above, and we use the chi-square statistics to test the joint statistical significance p-value. And also we use binary logistic regression model with dichotomous outcome variable to conduct the multivariate analysis. For the correlation, we also conducted correlation coefficient analysis to detect any possible multicollinearity and to rule out possible two independent variables with higher correlation in the same multivariate model, which is higher than 50%. All statistical analysis was conducted using SAS version 9.3. In terms of descriptive, the findings from descriptive analysis, the first part we compare between the working age younger group versus older adults. There is higher proportion of males, blacks in the younger population being discharged to the nursing homes. Also, there are higher portion of younger individuals use Medicaid and other private insurance. While in the older population, there are high proportion using Medicare. Also, a large portion of younger patients experience elective admission, while their older counterparts are more likely to be admitted through emergency room. At admission, there is a low share of younger patients diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, stroke, lower limb fractures, and COPD. But there are more likely, there are a higher portion of them were diagnosed with cancer, chronic ulcer, mental health disorders. At discharge, a lower share of younger patients were diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, diabetes, and COPD. While a higher portion of younger patients were diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, asthma, chronic ulcer, and mental health disorders. Last, a higher portion of institutionalized working age patients experience a longer length of stay, which is longer than 5 days, being discharged from hospitals with larger size, which is 500 or more beds, being for profit and located in the South region. In addition, we compare between black individuals versus white individuals in terms of their pattern of using nursing home upon hospital discharge. Black individuals tend to be younger relative to their white individuals, and a lower share of black individuals were married or using Medicare, but a higher share of them are using Medicaid. In addition, a higher portion of black patients admitted through emergency room, while a large portion of white patients admitted through physician's referral or transfer from another hospital. At admission, the black patients were more frequently diagnosed with abnormal blood pressure, diabetes, ulcers, and psychosis disorders, while white patients were frequently diagnosed with lower limb fractures. At discharge, black patients were frequently diagnosed with abnormal blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, HIV/AIDS, asthma, diabetes, ulcers, and psychosis disorders. While their counterpart were frequently diagnosed with lower limb fractures. In addition, a higher portion of institutionalized black patients experienced a length of stay with 5 days or longer, being discharged from hospital with smaller size, which is less than 100 beds, being for profit and located in the South region. The last three slides are demonstrating the result of the multivariate analysis. First of all, according to the as a result of multivariate analysis, we can see black individuals are more likely to be institutionalized at discharge in the general population and also in the population that's 65 years and older. The association was between black race and institutionalization was statistically significant after controlling for other predisposing, enabling, and need and facility factors. For other predisposing, enabling, and need factors, older age insured through Medicare, Medicaid, were associated with higher risk for nursing home placement in the total sample population and the working age groups. While using Medicaid, was not a significant predictor for the older group. Being married reduced the risk of institutionalization in all groups, all three groups. And also, being diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, chronic ulcers, psychosis disorders at discharge, admission from a nursing home in both working age and older groups increased the nursing home placement in both working age and older groups. Discharge diagnosis with hemiplegia was age and stroke was each associated with greater odds of institutionalization in the working age group. Admissions through physicians' referral, clinical referral, and hospital referral reduce the risk of institutionalization in all groups. Admissions through the emergency room or being diagnosed with depressive disorder was each associated with smaller odds in working age group only. Being diagnosed with cardiovascular disease reduced the risk in the older group. Discharged from hospital that were large in size or located in the Midwest region reduced the risk of institutionalization in the general age and older age group. Residing in the for-profit organization facilities was associated with greater odds of nursing home placement in the general age and working age groups. South and West region was each associated with smaller odds of institutionalization in all age groups. The last section is discussion and policy implications. As we find from the multivariate analysis and the descriptive analysis, when we talk about enabling factors versus nursing home placement, we notice that according to this study, being married is a protective factor with availability of spouse as informal caregivers. And also we notice from this study, insurance through Medicare and or Medicaid is a risk factor for nursing home placement upon hospital discharge, which make us think about the two from two directions, either the beneficiary, the vulnerability of the beneficiaries, or whether we need to conduct further investment to see if there are some problems within the program itself. Another big finding from this study is a physical health diagnosis. Lower limb fractures, HIV/AIDS, chronic ulcers increase the risk in both age groups. However, CMS hospital-acquired acquired conditions, including chronic ulcers, as claim-based measures in the hospital inpatient quality reporting program, will reduce the risk factors such as a chronic ulcer. And there are high prevalence of HIV/AIDS in both working age and Black populations caused policymakers' attention. Another big finding from this study is mental health disorder in working age patients. First, we noticed the high prevalence of mental health disorder and psychosis disorders in the working age population and Black individuals in both age groups. Also, mental health condition increase working age and Black patients' risk of nursing home placement. Hence, the policy effort should address the need of individuals with mental health illnesses or psychological disorders to prevent vulnerable persons from involuntarily hospital admission. The next discussion point is the burdensome transitions in long-term care. According to this study, prior residency in a nursing home will greatly increase the risk of institutionalization in both age groups. So in order to break the vicious circle between placement in nursing home, hospital, and nursing home again, the policy effort should address the specific needs for individuals with prior nursing home residence. The last point is the facility characteristic, the large facility size or for-profit ownership, each will decrease or increase the likelihood of institutionalization. For the future studies, we like to link the National Hospital Discharge Survey data with other files that contains metropolitan statistic area information or other area code to examine the impact of rurality on the institutionalization upon hospital discharge. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.